from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The U.S. commitment to NATO will remain unwavering despite the change to the administration of President-elect Donald Trump, according to outgoing U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday. He said in his remarks, the change of the administration will not change the unwavering commitment of the U.S. to our NATO obligations.
At this ministerial, we are taking further steps to implement those decisions and to advance NATO's partnerships and missions. And we are upholding our best traditions of partnership by deepening our cooperation with the European Union, agreeing to a set of concrete steps to enhance NATO-EU coordination on a range of issues from hybrid warfare to cybersecurity and more.
Again, that is the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Tuesday said that he expected President-elect Donald Trump's administration to preserve the strategic mission of the U.S. 7th Fleet as he addressed the U.S. troops during his official visit to Japan.
Your strategic mission and your strategic need are connected to the world out here. And the world isn't going to change because our administrations are changing. So new people will make their own decisions, but it's going to be in the same strategic context that you are now operating.
That is Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama will make the case Tuesday for his counterterrorism policies. He will deliver his final major speech on national security as president at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. You can follow that live here at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday that Congress's decision to renew U.S. sanctions for 10 years would elicit a harsh reaction and prove the United States was still an enemy. That's Hassan Rouhani. He was speaking to students at Tehran University. He says, America is our enemy. We have no doubt about this. The Americans want to put as much pressure on us as they can. The Iran Sanctions Act passed the U.S. Senate 99-0 last week after clearing the House of Representatives in November. Sick Kenyans were turned away from hospitals and patients left stranded in their wards as a crippling strike by doctors and nurses demanded pay increases entered a second day Tuesday. Several patients are reported to have died as a result of the lack of care in public hospitals, many of which are completely unstaffed. President-elect Donald Trump called Tuesday for the cancellation of a multi-billion dollar Boeing contract to build the next Air Force One. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking Tuesday to reporters in the lobby of the Trump Tower in New York, the location of his transition headquarters, Trump indicated he wanted to negotiate a new deal with Boeing.
The plane is totally out of control. It's going to be over $4 billion. It's for Air Force One program. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money.
The government has contracted with Boeing to build two or more new planes, which would go into service around 2024. The Associated Press reports the contract for the planes was to be about $3 billion, but costs have been reported to be rising. The price of Boeing stock dipped slightly after Trump's comments. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Brazilian police fired percussion grenades and rubber bullets Tuesday at protesters who are angry over austerity measures in cash-strapped Rio de Janeiro state. The clashes broke out when an estimated 300 demonstrators tried to overrun the state assembly in downtown Rio. The Egyptian and Chinese central banks Tuesday signed an $18 billion yuan currency swap agreement. It would ease pressure on Cairo's foreign reserves, according to the Egyptian central bank. Under the deal, Egypt can use a yuan in transactions with China. Pop diva Beyoncé Tuesday led nominations for next year's Grammy Awards, but she faced tough competition from fellow chart-topping artists, including Adele. Beyoncé received nods in 9 categories for the music industry's biggest night, including Album of the Year for Lemonade. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.